Bank of Cardiff. Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi, Jeremiah. I'm calling for some more information. I got an offer here in the mail from you, and I'd like some more information on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I start with that 16-digit code there?
It's 2511.
Uh-huh.
2101-0005-9651.
9651. Okay, great. Give me one second. Let me pull it up here for you. Now, the number that you're calling me from is that 810 number. Is that a good number for me to call you back on just in case the phone call drops?
Yes.
Okay, hold on one second. Let me pull it up for you. Okay, and I have the business as Citizens Statewide Security?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, and then the address, let me verify that with you. I got 1069 Professional Drive in Flint, Michigan?
Yes.
Okay, let's see here. All right, great. And your first name is?
Deborah.
Deborah. Okay, Deborah, why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for here and see if I can kind of point you in the right direction.
Well, I'm calling you for some more information.
Okay, well, are you looking for working capital or equipment financing?
Well, it depends both, but it depends on, you know, what your offer consists of.
Sure, sure. I totally understand. Okay. Well, let me ask you, what are you, as far as capital goes, do you have a ballpark of what you're looking for, like an amount-wise?
Probably 50, maybe just 50,000.
50,000, okay. And what are you going to be using the money for?
Actually, it would be more for equipment and new hire. Oh,
okay, equipment and new hire. What type of equipment is it?
Security, alarm systems, camera systems.
Oh, okay. Alarm system. And how much is that going to cost?
That would only cost, I'd say probably about 10 to 15.
10 to 15.
And the rest would be just for payroll.
Okay, and do you have a vendor already picked out of where you would get the security alarm system from?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, great. So you have a quote already?
No, I don't. I don't have a quote, but.
But you have the. You know where you would go to get it. Okay,
right.
Good. And then for payroll, so I'm assuming around 30, 35K for payroll.
Right.
Okay, good. How long you guys been in business there for?
Going on 14 years.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. That's awesome. And what do you guys do exactly there?
We sell, install, and service burglar alarm systems and surveillance camera systems to residential and small business.
Okay. So for the equipment, it's equipment for you to sell to other customers.
Correct.
Okay, so you're not buying a security system to install into your business.
No.
Okay, so you're buying inventory.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, inventory. That makes sense. All right. And are you 100% owner of the business?
I am.
Great. And how would you rate your credit, Deborah? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
What is that, personal?
Your personal credit, yeah.
It's good.
Good, okay. And what have you, what did you guys do in sales in 2015?
In sales, I said like, I believe it was $225,000.
$225,000. This year, are you guys trending the same or up, down?
We're on track to do about the same.
Okay, cool. Do you currently right now have any type of loans out?
For my, you mean personal?
Yeah, or for the business, actually. So, because I have here that you guys did something with...
Go ahead. You go ahead.
I was going to say, you guys did something with Monitronics International?
No, we're a dealer. We're one of their dealers, so we don't have
okay.
Phone out with them. We don't have any financial. We use them as one of our monitoring center.
Got it. Okay. So do you guys as a business have any current like loans out under the business name?
Just credit cards.
Credit cards, but no like actual loans?
No.
Okay. No working capital loans. So this is what I'm thinking. Based off the information you've given me, I can probably get you anywhere between 25 to 40,000. It's because it's primarily based off your sales. So with your good credit history, which is good, we can get you the longest term as possible. Did you have a specific idea of what type of term you were looking for?
I'm not sure right now, but
okay.
Is this on the business credit or is this on personal or both?
Okay, so it is both. What we do is we look at your personal, but we don't base it off your personal. So, for example, I've helped out customers who've had like a 500 credit score, but we just look to make sure you don't have any outstanding like bankruptcies or huge tax liens that we can't, figure out that you're on a payment plan. So if you have like $1 million tax lien, we just can't help you out.
Okay.
Do you have any tax liens out right now?
No, I don't. But I'm not going to, I'm not going to give my personal information, at all. I refuse to use my personal information. I have a credit card actually with Capital One that it was supposed to be a business credit card, and they have it under my, it's showing up under my credit. So, I'm not gonna give my personal information. So I'm not gonna let that happen again because it was supposed to be for business.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's no way I can do it without your personal credit info. It is, like I said, it's we do look at your personal info, and it is backed by you as the guarantor. Our loan is. So, I mean, we put it under the business, but you are needed as the owner of the business to be on there, and your info would be needed. So if you're not willing to give me the info, there's just really nothing I can do for you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.